In the past decade, nearly a million people have emigrated to Israel from the former Soviet Union. Today, one out of every six Israelis is a native Russian speaker. And despite 10 months of Israeli-Palestinian violence, they're still coming. From Jerusalem, NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
El Al Flight 612 from Moscow touches down on the tarmac of Ben-Gurion International Airport in the blazing heat of a summer afternoon. Among the passengers are 45 people who have come to start a new life in Israel. A large sign in Russian at the front of the airport hall says, "Welcome home." Volunteers give children bags of candy. The immigrants sit patiently as a young woman explains what will happen. It's been a familiar sight in Israel over the past decade, and the intensifying Israeli-Palestinian conflict has only slightly affected the number of people coming. Maya Smirnova, a petite red-headed actress in her late 30s, has come with her 15-year-old daughter Katya from Voronezh, south of Moscow. She shrugs off any concern about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. In Russia, there are problems too, she says, but at least there's no anti-Semitism here. Less than 45 minutes after landing, Maya and Katya are given Israeli identity cards and a check that will cover their first few months' expenses. They're off in a taxi to Petah Tikva, a working-class town near the airport where Maya's grandfather and aunt live. Israeli officials say they expect about 40,000 immigrants from the former Soviet Union this year. That's down about 10% from last year. But cabinet minister and former Soviet prisoner Natan Sharansky says the drop has as much to do with the situation in the former Soviet Union as with Israel's current problems.
The fact that the level of immigration from the former Soviet Union decreased is because of, let's say, more stability in the last 2 years, on one hand, and less stability in Israel, on the other hand. But the fact that it continues, and also because the community, Jewish community, is shrinking very quickly now in the former Soviet Union. So the base is becoming less and less.
In June, Israel's Russian community suffered a profound shock when a Palestinian suicide bomber blew himself up in a line of teenagers outside a Tel Aviv disco. 21 young Israelis, most of them Russian speakers, were killed in the single worst attack of the past 10 months of violence. It's not clear whether the bomber chose the disco randomly or wanted to hit at the Russian immigrant community. 14-year-old Rita Abramoff was holding hands with her best friend Simona Rudin when the bomb went off. Simona was killed. Rita was seriously injured and has been in the hospital since. Sitting in a wheelchair with a metal brace sticking out of her arm, Rita says the terror attack gave her a better understanding of what it means to be Israeli. Before the bombing, she says, she saw terrorist attacks as something remote.
Every time that I hear that there was a terrorist action act, I take it so close and I see on the TV all the families, all the people that are crying, and it's very hard.
Rita's family came to Israel to escape the fighting in Chechnya. Her mother, Sophie, says she wouldn't even consider leaving despite the terrorist attack. I've become close with the families of everyone who was there, she says. We talk about it all the time. This is our home now.
Reka, Reshet Klitat Aliyah.
Kol Yisrael, Golos Israeli, Radiostanция Reka.
On the night of the Tel Aviv attack, the studios of Reka, Israel's radio station for immigrants, were swamped with calls from Russian speakers looking for information about their relatives. Dorit Golander, the station's director, says Russian language radio is essential in helping new immigrants learn about Israeli society and Jewish culture. She says the bombing made Israelis look differently at the Russian-speaking community.
The blood have no other color. It's always red. Israel is a country of immigrants. I think that this bomb tied them more and more to this country, to Israel people.
Most of the immigrants, especially the younger generation, seem to assimilate with relative ease. Some older teenagers find it difficult to adapt to the Israeli school system. Some other immigrants give up altogether and return to the former Soviet Union. But most learn Hebrew quickly and find jobs in their professions within a few years. For all the immigrants, the main difficulty concerns questions about their Jewishness. Israeli law permits anyone with one Jewish grandparent to immigrate to Israel under the law of return. However, Orthodox Jewish law defines a Jew as someone with a Jewish mother. The result is up to one-third of the immigrants are not defined as Jewish. That means they can't marry a Jew in Israel or be buried in an all-Jewish cemetery without converting, a difficult and tedious process. But Israeli officials insist that despite the ongoing violence, life here is still better than in the former Soviet Union. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.